The following program is brought to you by Chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide puts answers to your questions in one simple place. www.chemotherapy.com.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. Throughout April, our Discovery Health podcasts are highlighting the latest news in cancer research. We'll be covering a variety of topics, and this week we'll start with new information about the link between diet and cancer. We all know that it's important to eat fruits and veggies, but did you know that there's a lot of research suggesting that you can reduce your risk of cancer if you eat more fruits and vegetables? Here to tell us more about this is Colleen Doyle, Director of Nutrition and Physical Activity for the American Cancer Society. Now, Colleen, I want to talk to you about the link between fruits and vegetables and lowering cancer risk. But first of all, let's talk about this new CDC brand campaign that is designed to tell people to eat more fruits and vegetables. In fact, it says fruits and veggies more matters, and this is replacing the 15-year-old five a day for better health. Tell us about that.
What the research really has indicated over time is that more than five a day is probably important for overall health. And so this new brand is really replacing the old five-a-day message and encouraging people, no matter who you are, to eat more fruits and vegetables than you're currently eating. We really wanted to get away from a number with this new brand because as the science changed, then we may need to change the message. But what this new campaign is really about is just about everybody, no matter how old you are, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, needs to eat more fruits and vegetables.
Well, Colleen, tell us, are some fruits and vegetables better than others?
Sure. In general, fruits and vegetables that have more color have a lot more nutrition in them, lots more cancer-fighting antioxidants, phytochemicals. So things like tomatoes, broccoli, carrots are really good on your salads as opposed to, you know, lots of radishes, mushrooms, and onions, for example. So in general, we always encourage people to focus on those fruits and vegetables that have the most color because they typically have the most nutrients in them.
And Colleen, we always hear vegetables and fruits in the same phrase. Would you say that vegetables are better than fruits or vice versa?
In general, vegetables tend to be more nutritious than fruits. Fruits still have lots of nutrients in them. The focus really, if you're going to eat one or the other, go for vegetables.
All right, let's talk specifically about vegetables and fruits in relation to cancer risk. What do we know?
Eating fruits and vegetables is really important for cancer risk. We know from a multitude of studies that people who eat more fruits and vegetables tend to have less rates of oral, esophageal, lung cancer, stomach cancer, colorectal cancer. And so we encourage people to eat at least five servings of fruits and vegetables every day. More is probably better. And there's a couple different ways we think fruits and vegetables impact cancer risk. One is that they are so loaded with so many nutrients that we think are connected to cancer risk. They've got lots of vitamins, lots of minerals, lots of antioxidants that help protect cell membranes from damage. And so we always encourage people to eat more fruits and vegetables to protect themselves from this potential damage. And what's really exciting, too, from a cancer perspective, we know that being overweight increases your risk of so many different types of cancers. And there's a lot of evidence emerging that fruits and vegetables can help with weight control. So besides providing lots of nutrients we think are important for cancer risk, to the extent that fruits and vegetables can also help us control our weight, that's even better from a cancer perspective as well.
Well, what about vitamin supplements? If you know you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables or eating right, can that be helpful? And is there any link there with lowering cancer risk?
Yeah, vitamin supplements, there's really no evidence from a cancer perspective that vitamin supplements reduce your risk. And I will say from a fruit and vegetable perspective, there's so many nutrients in those fruits and vegetables that probably work together, probably work synergistically to have this cancer-fighting effect. And you really can't duplicate that kind of action in a supplement. And there's a couple other issues with supplements as well, and what makes them not as beneficial from eating the fruits and vegetables. You know, we know these fruits and vegetables are loaded with lots of components that we believe fight cancer risk. And there's probably some other components in there that haven't even been identified yet that clearly you're not going to find in a supplement. So go for the fruits and vegetables, skip the supplement if what you're trying to do is reduce your cancer risk. And we also know that a lot of supplements only have really a fraction of the nutrients that you might find in eating the whole fruits and vegetables. So, you know, there certainly are some people for whom a multivitamin with iron every day might be appropriate. You know, we all get very busy, and sometimes we know we're not eating well. So if somebody's going to take a supplement, they really don't need to take one that provides nutrients in amounts over 100% of the daily value, and you can see that on the label. But, you know, if you're doing that at the expense of eating a healthy diet or thinking, if I'm taking a supplement, I don't need to eat my fruits and vegetables, then you need to rethink that.
Well, Colleen, a lot of people are drinking smoothies, and that's another way, it seems, to get some of the benefits of fruits and vegetables. Tell us about that.
Oh, there's lots of great ways to get fruits in your diet. And smoothies, yeah, smoothies are all over the place. You know, one thing you need to be careful about is that, you know, sometimes they have they pack a real caloric punch. A lot of smoothies are really, you know, loaded with calories, depending on what it is they're putting in there with your fruits that you're blending up. You know, you've got, there's some great yogurt-based, low-fat yogurt-based, low-sugar yogurt-based smoothies. Those are the types of things you should look for. And, you know, what I usually tell people is, you know, you need to eat more fruits and vegetables. You got to find a way that you'll do it, that tastes good, that you enjoy it. And if smoothies are one way to do that, have at it.
And then, of course, not just smoothies, but juice also, right?
Yeah, and really, I mean, one of the things about juices is that, you know, they don't have the fiber that you're going to find in eating the whole fruits or vegetables. So from that perspective, you know, the whole fruit is probably better than the juice. But certainly from time to time, having, you know, a half a cup of juice, which is one serving of fruit, is a perfectly fine way to add to that fruit and vegetable consumption during your day.
Well, obviously people know that eating fruits and vegetables is a good thing to do, but they don't necessarily, it seems, to make that connection to lowering cancer risk.
Yeah, and you know, we know from a number of surveys we have done, people know a lot more about the impact that diet and weight have on heart disease, on diabetes, and not as much of cancer. The research on cancer and diet is relatively new compared to heart disease and diabetes. We've known that for a long time. So it's a really important message to get out, because even though women in particular are more likely to die of heart disease, they're more fearful of cancer. And yet we know with women and men as well that they're not very aware that what they eat, what they weigh, how active they are has an impact on their cancer risk. So this is a really important message to get out. And certainly eating more fruits and vegetables is an easy thing to do every day.
All right, Colleen Doyle, again, the Director of Nutrition and Physical Activity with the American Cancer Society. Thanks very much. And be sure to join us again next week for another Discovery Health podcast focusing all this month on cancer research.